And welcome to Gravel Bits, a place to chat and have a few sips. Today is December 7th, 2023. Thanks for listening.
I'm Caitlin, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
And I'm Kelsey, and my pronouns are also she, her, and hers.
Yay!
Woo!
And today,
we have
Texas again!
Yes!
I think there's going to be a lot of Texas in our future because there's a lot of state there.
It is very true.
A lot of state, but it's Christmas time, so naturally, and as you guys remember last week, Kelsey and I both went the Shiner route, so we're doing it again.
Shiner round two.
Yeah. So this one we did not try last week. This is Shiner Bohemian Black Lager, which this can is pretty cool. Kind of has like a black and gray label with somewhat shiny silver writing.
Yeah.
It's a little muted, which I think is really cool. I don't know quite how to explain it, but it plays on that like black and black idea.
Definitely has some good like Texas pub, like public house vibes.
Yeah. Don't be afraid of the dark. Here in Shiner, Texas, population 2069, we've been handcrafting beer since 1909. The passion of our original brewmaster, Cosmos Botzel.
Nice work.
Okay, continues to inspire our efforts today. First brewed to commemorate our 97th anniversary, this Bohemian Black Lager remains true to the old world heritage of German and Czech immigrants who settled Shiner. Import Czech saaz and Syrah hops and select roasted malts make this Schwarz beer our darkest brew yet. Prost. Or Proist. I don't know. Everyone says that different. Proist. Yeah. What do you think, Kelsey?
This is actually a pretty tasty beer. I quite like it.
It's got like a light feel compared to most beers, but has a lot of flavor.
It definitely has a nice big mouthfeel while being light. I really like the dark roastiness.
Tickles your tongue too.
It's kind of like coffee in a glass. It's cold coffee with carbonation.
Yeah, which normally you see coffee with a stout, and so it's kind of nice to have this in a lighter brew. I really like the coffee. There's some sort of sweet flavor in with it. I just can't put my finger on it. That goes really nicely with the roasty taste. And I love the carbonation. It feels like lots of little bubbles. I wouldn't say it's like a high carb, like not crazy, but it's like tickles like your tongue.
High carbonation, but like lightly small bubbled.
It's nice.
Yes. Yeah, the roasty malts is probably what the maltiness is what's giving it the sweetness.
Sweet. Also, reading from a I don't know if I've attempted to read a bottle yet. Kelsey, cheers to you. That is hard to read on a curve.
Reading on a curve on the spot is kind of a...
But you just like, you never struggle at all. And I'm like, let me turn the can. That word is or, got it. Anniversary, got it. You have a skill. And it is excellent. Yeah, I like this a lot. And I don't know if this is necessarily seasonal, but it does seem like it's something that comes back.
No, I don't believe this
but
one is
I don't
seasonal.
See this all the time.
But I do think we see it, you know, I don't think it's a true seasonal in the fact that it's only brewed one time a year, but we do see it more often in the fall and into the winter.
Yeah, it's definitely not a all year and maybe not even every year.
Could be our location too.
Yeah. Yeah, so for us at least.
I remember.
But yeah, if they're around where you guys are, I recommend them. This
definitely.
Is nice.
And if you're, you know, curious about getting into a dark beer, if say you like a lighter beer, this would be a good like intro dark beer, I think.
Lagers are nice. I feel like lately I haven't seen as many, but that might just because I really have eyes for IPAs right now too. But I feel like ales are more popular, not even just IPA ales, but just ales.
I think we will see a swing towards a few more lagers again. I think we're going to
Yeah.
see that kind of crossover more apparent again.
And they take a little longer to make. I think there's a little more of a process. It's been so long since I worked in a brewery, though. I just remember like our brown took less than a day to make, but our lager was like 3 or 4 days. So
Yeah, I
still not
forget
that long.
all the different fermentation processes that go into it. Because I
Yep.
mean, yeah, with lagers, you've got to do it a specific way. But yeah.
Maybe we'll have to interview your
Yeah.
friends at
Well,
Brightside.
it's a. Ah! Hey, Andrew! Let's have you on the
Yeah.
show.
Yeah, they shared our posts the other day. Yeah, they're like,
Okay.
check out this podcast. I'm like, you guys are so nice. Thank you.
Do happen to love that place, and they have fantastic beer, and I wish we had it more often. In fact, we stopped to have, well, we purposely went and picked up sushi tonight from a food truck called Faux Wheels.
Oh, cool.
And that's because they were at Brightside, but sushi was done so quick that Cole didn't have enough time to drink a beer. Like,
Impressive.
bummer.
That's awesome, though. I understand waiting, but waiting for food trucks when they're backed up, it just, I don't know, it's not fun to just awkwardly stand there. It's not my thing.
True.
Generally, it's worth it. Most food trucks that I have had are pretty awesome, but
But, at least if you're at a brewery, there's
yeah,
beer to be had while
I
you're
can sit
waiting.
down.
Yeah. That's kind of our point too, is usually when we go, we actually go together, and I just had some stuff to get done tonight, but it is what it is. Anyway, I think we should do a little cheers.
Okay.
Like to cheers to the sheep for their wool, the shepherds for their dedication,
And the sheepdogs.
and the beer that keeps the world happy.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yum. Yay. That was a good one.
Good pick, Caitlin.
Thank you. Kelsey, how are you?
Am starting to feel human again. It is
Yay.
fantastic. Spent much of last week not feeling the greatest. Fortunately, felt fine in time for my last volleyball assignment of the year. So the volleyball season is done for the fall. And now I get to start looking at where I'm going to go for the spring. So I'm starting to get my travel plans together in order for that. But it's been really, really, really nice to just be home. I couldn't tell you the last time that I worked 5 days straight in the office. And so when I ended up taking a unplanned half vacation day today, it felt amazing.
Yay.
Yep. Because last week I actually did. Oh no, I took it back. Yep, last week I did not, but I did manage to work 40 hours. Don't know how I did it. I worked 40 hours, did volleyball. But yeah, it was a crazy week last week. And I managed to fit in some biking too.
Yay.
Laverne and I have been able to get out just a wee little bit. We went to the Center Trails and Denman's with some friends of ours last Sunday morning. It was pretty nice out. It's probably 40s. Today ended up being about 60 degrees. Today is December 7th. In Iowa, it was 60 degrees.
Yeah, my
So,
bike ride home, I was like, wait a second. I don't even need to wear my gloves. This is so nice.
You're like, I get all these clothes off. It's nice and warm. And my original plan for today was to take the full day off and go on an adventure bike fun with some friends. But multiple people had different things change. So we all said, oh, okay, I guess we're not going to make it happen. So I went to work because I have way too much going on. But then ended up, spending some time with Cole this afternoon, and we played around on our bikes in town. And we got sushi, so it was really good.
Sounds like a good day.
Yeah. I feel like that's a lot of what's been up since. Try and remember, did we record before or after Thanksgiving?
11:20, so before.
Before Thanksgiving. Okay. Thanksgiving was good. We did both families. So we went to my family and we went to Cole's family. And both were really quiet and really small and really, really nice. Full and full and full and full of food. So much food. Yeah. I feel like that's about me. How about you? What's new?
Let's see. Well, I guess I'll go. I was thinking about where nowhere to start. Okay, so update on my running challenge. I'll start there. I did it.
Congratulations.
It was really bad the last day. Really bad. I was like, this really? Is sometimes where I'm being a little crazy, but I'm gonna do it because sometimes you need to be a little crazy. But my heel has been bothering me, and I've been thinking it's plantar fasciitis, but the more I talk to people about it, apparently it's even worse. And what have really hurts, but apparently plantar fasciitis is a whole nother level of pain. So I guess I'm glad I'm not quite to that level yet. But the last day, so I did this every day in November, so the day corresponded, so it kind of worked out. So it was the 30th. We jump roped in the workout, and I had 3 reps left, and it just started hurting like hell. Like, my heel hurt so bad. But of course, I did those last 3 hops and finished the workout because it was only 3 more. And then later when I went to run, I limped the entire run, but I did it. I ran a mile. I was hoping to do something more exciting for the last day, but I was like, nope, I'm going to be a little crazy and do this so I can say I did it and make a slightly better call and not keep going. Because it would have been cool to finish like on something a little longer, but that's okay. It was still fine. So yeah, it was cool to say I did it. And then I also did make it to 50 miles. So that was kind of good that I tried to top end that even without, because otherwise that last run I'd be like, no, I got to. I'm this many miles short, but I was fine. So
how many did you end up with?
Like 52. So not a lot more.
But you still did it. That's impressive though. Yeah.
So that was a cool adventure. And part of the reason I kind of did it is like this next month is just going to be crazy. I'm not going to have time to like prioritize something like that. And it was nice to do that before we open the gym and things get
really crazy
and chaotic. So then on Tuesday night, we're sitting around at the bike shop before we went to go bike demos, and everyone's talking about their mileage for the year. And like Jerry was like, yeah, I'm not going to make it to the next level because I have to do 25 miles a day. And I'm like, oh, I have 250 left. And he's like, that's only 10 miles a day. You got to do it. So I guess I'm doing that now. So
that's not entirely unreasonable.
No. And like today I almost biked 16 miles, 15.98. I just checked.
What are you guys doing Saturday?
Oh my gosh, all the things. But I think I'm going to try to bike in the morning.
I was going to say, you should drop everything and come to Intergalactic Fat Bike Day.
Missed it every time. And like International Fat Bike Day was last Saturday. And I ended up pulling the trailer. And so I used my gravel bike because it was warm. And we did the holiday lights ride in Beaverdale. So I biked from home, which I was a little intimidated about, because the kind of the best, safest way is to go from our house. And it's like this slow hill up to a bridge that goes over our main highway, 235. And then it goes by the Waverland Golf Course, which is got big hills. And the way to Beaverdale, it does not roll very well.
Oh, and goodness.
It happened to me like a summer or so ago. We were doing some bigger hills at the trailer. And I stopped because I was like, I can't make it. And then I realized that getting off your bike, you now have the entire weight of your child, trailer, and bike. And I was like, oh, I might lose my bike. But there was a person behind me that helped. And I don't know what level of adrenaline I would have had to fix it myself. But I'm very glad that someone else is there to help me push up. So I was like, oh, my God, like, I hope it's fine. It was totally fine. Like, I pedaled really hard on the way down the hill. I'm like, I need as much momentum to get back up this. And I made it. But I was just nervous to do that with the trailer, and it was fine. But I'm glad I challenged myself and didn't check it out.
we forgot all about the light ride. We wanted to come to that one of these years we'll make it.
It was fun. It was a little chaotic at the start, and there was some not ideal etiquette from a lot of the bikers, unfortunately. Not a lot of them, a few of them. Most people were cool, but there was just a few things. And I was like, darn it, come on. Like, there was not a good meeting place for the volume. So everyone was kind of everywhere.
They also were not expecting 300 plus people.
So it was bigger than usual.
So it was way bigger than they were expecting.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not blaming the bike shop or anything. I don't know enough to know enough, but they're was just a lot of activity, a lot of people in the street, and like bikers yelling at drivers, and I'm like, well, they're still trying to get through too. I don't know, it was just like everyone just needed to be a little nicer, and most people were. It was like maybe five people, and then like at the end I biked back from where we had met, and there was like a bunch of cans just sitting on the street, and like, come on, guys. So I don't know, maybe I will take this out when we record, but I was just like, come on. Like,
no, it's totally,
I did not see any of that at RagBri. And I know that like the RagBri staff tries really hard, and there probably is, but like, it's important to be appreciative. And I don't know.
No, you absolutely have a point.
I don't see that a lot. And it was probably just a few people.
But of course, there's always going to be those few people that spoil everything for everyone else. It always happens.
But it was a lot of fun. They did a really nice job. We did a bike ride last summer that was a similar thing. Like, it's just a shorter ride to like look around, and they started us too slow at this other ride, and it went right up a hill, and like half the street like got crowded and stuck. And I was talking to someone later, and they're like, yeah, one year a person broke their collarbone because people were trying to climb this hill. And there's a lot of inexperienced people that just stopped and didn't move. And I was like, oh. But it, like, the pace was really well done. The people that were like, they kind of stopped traffic depending on where we were going. And like, we got to do the loop on the one neighborhood in Beaverdale that is just amazing. Like, their lights are so cool. You could probably see it from space. I don't know. It's cool.
You probably could.
So overall, it was super awesome. So I don't know. I almost feel bad that I said something, but at the same time, I was just like, man, and you guys are saying these things in front of my little boy. And he was just so excited because Santa looked amazing. And then there was another Santa on the trail, and he got to say hi. And he's like, mommy, that's Santa. And I'm like, yay. So it was great overall, but yeah, I'll have to yell at you if we're around next time. I'd love to bike with you.
It'd be fun.
But yeah, it was well done, and like the pacing was perfect. Like it was just a chill ride around, but everyone just spread out so nicely and well. So
it was such a gorgeous night to be out there and look at.
Yeah, so it was super fun. I think next year I'll probably bring hot chocolate or something. I was like so nervous about biking there, so all I focused on was like decorating my bike in the trailer. And then just getting there. But I did.
Yay.
Yeah, I've got to give myself a little more faith sometimes, I think. But that's okay. Let's see, what else? Yeah, so I talked about the gym. A lot of stuff is happening and moving with that. I think I've kind of talked about it on the podcast, but not a whole lot. But we are opening a gym. So that is going to happen hopefully January 1st, which is so soon. So we're trying to do everything we can right now to keep moving forward.
Yeah, everything you can.
Yeah, so I'm like, anything I can think about like buying right now, like let's make sure we have enough paper towels. Like it's an easy thing to just take care of now.
Right.
Like, or, yeah. So the things that we don't think of, like, we are a little more prepared for more things. Yeah. So, I don't know. It's going to be a big learning experience. I'm trying to ask the right questions, but sometimes you don't know the right questions, but I'm trying.
And all you can do is figure it out. You know, you're doing your best you can and actually trying, you guys. This has kind of been something you've talked about for, well, not necessarily talked about, but something seems very fitting for you and very exciting.
So, yeah, that's me, I think. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, then we should say that we still have our make-along going on.
Woo-woo!
I did do a tally finally and put together a little scoreboard of where we're at in our standings this year, you know, right as we're coming along to the closeout of the year. So I'm sure by the time this goes live, there will still be time to enter. Remember, we go until the end of the year. And dun, 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 right now in our standings, our current leader is Emery.
Woo-hoo!
18,257 yards. Yes.
Nice job.
That Emery is a lot of yardage. Followed behind by Wheezy, 8,665 yards.
Yeah, Wheezy.
Woo-hoo! And then we have Missy with, I can't math. It is Linda Collins with 10,000. Oh, shoot, it should be Emery, Linda Collins, then Wheezy. 10,849 yards. I finally put an entry in, so I have 580 yards onto the docket.
Whoop, whoop. We've had some pretty awesome stash enhancements this year too. So
this is true. I just need to get a bunch of my stuff entered.
I do too. And I like have these hats I want to wear, and I'm not letting myself wear them until I enter them, even though I have all the information. So I really need to get on it.
Well, I started today. So fair warning, we should start now.
Yeah. I've got to watch out. Oh, and I keep forgetting I need to bring the stein out when we record. Hopefully we'll have at least one more episode where I can drink out of it. Before it might get past the Kelsey. We'll find out.
So don't forget, you still have time to enter for this next year, for this for the 2023 year-long challenge. So anything you want to finish up, anything that counts, whether knitting, crochet, spinning, however you want to make it count, you have until the end of the year. I believe we said to right up till December 31st. Everything that goes in or out. And remember that gift yarn does not count in your yardage. So there's always that.
Okay.
And enjoy all the yarn that you have coming in and enjoy the love you have going out with the presents that you've made this year. Or, you know, all the projects you've made, etc. We've enjoyed watching all the entries come in. It has been really fun. Anything else to add to
that? Quarter four is still happening too. So,
quarter four is still happening. So
we have a
finish
prize
up
for that.
Finishing up loose ends. You can still enter with that on Instagram and on our webpage. So both options are still available.
Yeah. So have fun, friends. Thanks for participating. It's so fun. Love
it really,
everything.
Really is.
And nice job, Kelsey, on your mad spreadsheet skills.
Woo-hoo.
That's awesome.
Oh, these notes aren't the right one.
That's okay.
But the table that is in there is correct.
Oh, nice. I didn't even see that. I did scroll over a little bit. Yay. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, so what have you been listening to?
Lots of books.
Yes.
You know what? I do have a podcast, but I'll just save it for next week. So I listened to this book, and I, especially after joining this book club that I'm in, I do not give like 5 or 10, whatever your rating system is, often, but I think this was there. It's probably been over a year since I read a book this good. So it's called The First 15 Lives of Harry August. I don't know where his name disappeared in the notes, but I'll put that in there, by Claire North. And it was so cool. I don't want to give too much away. And it covers.
A general like synopsis.
Yeah. So I'll start off with, there is some violence in this book. So if you do have any like triggering things, just message me and we can see if it might be an issue. But it follows the full spectrum of life, like so much. And basically, Harry is reborn after he dies. He continues to be reborn. So he lives several lives. And I don't want to ruin anything because it's so fascinating. And there's like things you're like, I really hope, like, I really wonder what like is going to happen. And then like, yeah. And he lives just a smorgasbord, maybe it's a weird word, but of different like lives and adventures. And it's just fascinating and dark, very dark at times and very happy at times. It's cool.
Did you listen to it or did you read it?
I did. And it was good. I think most of the time we can just assume I'm listening, which I'm happy to clarify anytime. I love listening to books. Oh, I've seen this TikTok like 3 times lately, but there's a person like stacking their bookshelf and like listening. And someone's like, how did you read so many books this year? And they're like, oh, you mean my trophies for listening? And she's like holding the book. And so she was like buying the book to put on her bookshelf, but she's actually listening to them.
I kind of like that a little bit.
And she holds out one of the Outlander books and is like, this was 45 hours. I'm like, I have read that one and it is.
Oh, man.
Which I do recommend Outlander too. Those are definitely up there. But yeah, I think it was interesting and fascinating, and yeah, I liked it. It invoked a lot of interesting thoughts and a lot of there's so many different situations that like one life can go a million different ways. It's just cool.
Very cool.
Yeah. It's, and if someone reads it, please talk to me about it because I want to talk about it.
might have to look into that one.
Okay, good. So I think that moves us on to what you've been working on, Kelsey.
I think I'll just start with what's in my hands because it's easy and it's what's in front of me. I am working on a weekender sweater.
No way!
Yes!
Oh, so are you doing like a striping idea then? Because I see at
I
least two
am.
colors.
Yes,
okay.
I am. So far I have two colors. I just got to the second color today. And yes, it is as vibrant as it seems.
Fun. So it's kind of like a steely gray.
So this is like a more of like a earth tone.
Oh yeah, I see a little
brownish, like a rock brown.
Okay, yeah.
They call it stone is the colorway name. And then this is a teal, aqua teal.
Yeah, that is vibrant. It's pretty.
And so I'm using blue sky fibers, organic cotton. I was using the blue sky organic. I've been using the same yarn for the little dinosaur sweater that I've been working on.
Oh, okay. I don't
And
know how I
so,
missed that.
Cool. It was the little hoodie that I've been working on.
I just didn't realize it was cotton. That's cool.
Yeah. I really don't like cotton a whole lot, but it's actually a cotton that I don't mind working with, and it is super soft. It works up to a heavy bulk, heavy worsted Aran weight.
Okay.
And over time, it softens like crazy.
Nice.
I have a shawl I knit out of it a bunch of years ago, and it is so soft. I use it all the time.
That's cool.
But so what I'm doing is, I had, because of the dino sweater, I ordered a bunch of different colors because I didn't know what colors I wanted to go with.
Yeah.
The color that I had originally. And I was like, well, if I order just enough more, I can have enough to for sure ensure that I have a sweater worth.
Good planning.
So I have seven different colors, sort of. I have some orange left over from the dino hoodie. And I'm not going to use the green from the dinosaur hoodie unless there's some left. But I have the stone. I have red, yellow, the light aqua, a dark blue, and a purple. So I have six colors. And what I'm doing, I assigned each color a number. And so what I'm doing is I have a set of dice and I'm throwing a dice for the color. And then I'm throwing a die for the number of rows.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Just something different.
I like it.
So far I'm on color two. And we're doing 13 rows of the bright green.
I like it. So is it like how high is your possibility on your row number?
20.
Okay.
I grabbed the 20 sided.
Nice.
Yeah.
And are you making it for you, or is it a secret, or is it you'll find out?
I'm planning on it to be for me. But if my mother happens to go, oh, I love it, and it fits her, I'll let her have it.
Nice. And you, did you make a weekender before out of hand spun?
I
Okay.
did. That is a great memory. Yes. And I do love
Cool.
that one. And I want to actually make another one out of hand spun too. But I actually want to make the right weight of yarn for it this time. Because it does call for worsted weight.
Okay.
And the pattern again is The Weekender by Andrea Mowry. And it comes in a whole bunch of sizes. I've made one before. It's a drop shoulder sweater, worked from the bottom up. And it's meant to be kind of big and boxy and oversized. And I'm kind of hoping that my mom doesn't take this one from me. And I'm hoping to have kind of like a comfy sweatshirt feeling sweater.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah. So that's what's in my hands. I've done everything as she's written it so far. Tubular cast on. Size 7 needles, size 8 for the ribbing, size 9 for the body. I'm about 2 inches into the body. It is worked with a split hem to start with, and you work the bottom up. And yeah, then we go from there. I'm really excited.
Yay.
Because it's flying. I started this 2 days ago.
Hey, you got a good chunk. Nice.
Yeah. The next thing I'm working on is the little theorem hoodie, which is the dinosaur
Kelsey!
Hoodie.
Oh, it's so cute. Oh my god. Oh.
It is the most adorable thing in the entire world.
It is really cute.
I am one sleeve away from being done. And
you have to take a picture. I don't know if it's a secret for now, but you've got to put that on Instagram for people to see. It is
I will.
Just adorable. Oh my god.
It is the cutest thing ever.
Oh my goodness. I just want to snuggle it.
I want to make one my size, but I also want to make one like tiny baby size too. So this one is like a 5-6-year-old size.
It's so cute. I agree. I want one for me and I want to make one for my baby.
So this is the Little Theorem Knits hoodie source. And it is just like the most perfect, adorable, fun garter sweater. You do the body and then you come back for the hood. Well, okay.
And you did a hood. That was something you wanted to do. Was it this year or last year?
Oh, yeah, it was last year. Yeah, so I've done a hood, which it was kind of good to do a hood. And then the last time we recorded, I was calling you spines. There's spines.
Okay.
I think I was trying to call them horns or something, the spikes, but they're spines that go up and down the back.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. So I am using, again, I'm using the organic cotton worsted weight, and I'm using color jasper and pumpkin.
Those are fun.
It is really, really fun. You come back and you pick up along later for the spines. And they stand up. It's so cute. I can't wait to see it on a little human running around.
Yeah, it's cute.
Oh, no.
Hmm.
I'm all kinds of tangled. Hang on, hang on.
Got this, Kelsey.
Okay. Good. I think that's it for my current working projects.
I think that's me then. So I am currently knitting my Abreco, which is
Yay!
Just apparently my podcast knitting.
It is your podcast knitting.
It's sitting at my work from home desk, and I never knit on it when I'm working from home. But it sits next to me, which is nice. I get to see it. I don't know. I'm always like doing other things. I don't have like meetings that I can knit during very much right now. So, but yeah, I do enjoy myself some good knit. Okay. But moving forward, this is a tangent, but I kind of went a little crazy on the over the shoulder bags once I tried one. So I bought a bunch of them, and then I was like, well, I need to put a project in every one, even though I don't really have a purpose for everyone. Like, I have a purpose for maybe three, and I have bought like five. So I have one that's like a quick like Riker bag with a knitting product. So if we go out and we're going somewhere like quick, I can just grab that, and we've got toys, snacks, the essentials for Riker, and my knitting project. And then I have another one that is pretty much just knitting and cash. But then I found another bag that I liked more, but instead of just moving everything, I put another project in there.
I mean, you might as well have a project for every bag. So
yeah,
it's just another excuse to have another project.
And it's like a really pretty bag. So I think that one's going to win over the other one, because the other one was like my first one and I just wanted to try it. And I probably will keep that for like, if I go on a bike ride or something and need to throw, like I don't have any bags on my bike or something, and just need to throw something in there quick, because it's a lot lighter and I can get it tight enough that it doesn't like rotate. But this other bag, which is it's a Cava bag, I think, Cava. And it has like this really pretty chevron pattern. So I put my next stripe hat in there, and I am doing it in Christmas colors because I don't have a Christmas hat, and Riker has like five Christmas hats, so it's about time for me to have one.
Definitely.
So a friend and I went to 515 Brewery a week or so ago, and I cast it on during their self-care Sundays.
Nice.
Yeah. And I got a chair massage. And
oh.
Yeah.
I would say that's a good self-care Sunday.
That was fun. So I started it. I did post a picture of it, which I just casted it on, so there's not a lot to see but the colors. I'm using Knit Picks. Oh no, I want to say Hawthorne, but I think that's their fingering weight. It's their 2-ply worsted weight yarn. Maybe it's also Hawthorne. It's just bigger.
It might be.
Yeah, but it's kind of this deep muted pinkish color. I mean, it's still like reddish, but it's a lighter. And then the green is kind of the same idea. It's a green, but it's also kind of like a muted green. And it was really, I was just like looking for two colors, and I was like, oh, well, I've got like these four of this, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna make a Christmas hat. So yeah, started on that. And then I talked about this last episode, but I had made a random like vanilla hat, and I have the other side of the ball, the other side of the ball. I don't know. The leftovers. And it's a little bit less than half. So I just cast it on a little bit less stitches, and I'm going to just play the odds.
You know, so, in the worst case scenario, there will be someone's head. It will fit.
Yeah. Yeah, and hopefully I don't have to redo the crown too many times to run out, or I don't know, we'll find out. But I did finish the ribbing on that. I just did about one by one, and I don't know why. This is just how I've kind of liked to knit hats lately, but I do it where I need to add two stitches instead of grabbing two different needles. I just do two less stitches. Yeah, I think it's easier than grabbing two different needles. So yeah, but now it's divisible by 8. Before it was not, because I was short too on the ribbing. And that's where I'm at with that. But it's fun. And I like how fast the pattern, like the colors change. It's kind of fun. So probably won't be for my head. Probably will be too big for Riker, but I'm kind of surprised how big his head is. So maybe, I don't know.
Well, and you know,
the teeny human now. It's weird.
I guess he's always been
a teeny human, but he's growing.
He is growing. He's not just like this big anymore. He's not just like.
I can't pick him up with one arm easily. And then in my other shoulder bag, so the one I talked about, the OG shoulder bag, the lighter one, for not when I'm going out, but not with Riker. This one, I started a reverse metered square. And I'm holding it double with the yarns that I used on the dishcloth that I started on the Spotted Horse race. So it is brown and this, it's not orangey, but it's not red.
Okay.
It's more red than orange, but that's the red that it is. So I'm just holding that double because I wanted to see if I could make it like a potholder if it was a little thicker. Like I like my potholders thicker than my dishcloth. So I'm hoping that it'll work out. So far, it seems all right. But yeah, instead of casting all the stitches on and decreasing every other row in the middle, we are increasing every other row in the middle with a yarn over. So it does have that eyelet kind of down the middle.
Oh, sure. And
yeah, so I'm hoping that it will be a potholder, but I think when I'm done, we'll just see. It's getting to a pretty good size. I got to knit on it during Riker's swimming lesson tonight.
I feel like either use, you'll end up using it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's fun. It's different. And I've got a stitch marker in there, so I don't have to think too much. I don't have to really count. So I think that's me. Cool. Kelsey, you have any FOs?
I do, but it's in the other room.
Okay, well, my beer is also empty.
I was gonna say my beer is empty too, so we should maybe refill and re-meet.
Perfect.
Okay, I'll be right back.
I love it.
Bye. So would you like to introduce our second beer for the evening?
Sure. Shiner Cheer Seasonal.
Boo! This is a repeat beer.
Which there will probably be more than there has been. I mean, we've probably done this beer every year.
It's going to be hard not to, I think.
Like, I should go back and track it. And we probably have all these fun facts. Like, you know, like, TV shows that have been on for a long time, like the only person that has been on every episode is this person. Like they did that in Buffy, the Buffy book. I think Buffy and Willow are the only ones that have been in every episode.
Hmm.
Yeah. Having some yummy peaches. So we talked about this a little bit last week, but that doesn't mean we won't have different inspiration when we drink at this time.
It is true. Maybe I'll like it better today. It's a little colder today.
I'm really, really tasting peaches today.
It's good. Peaches. Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of fun, like having two beers from the same brewery, which we do sometimes. This is carbonated differently, for sure.
Oh, definitely.
It's like bigger bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
But I think correctly balanced for the beer that it is.
Nice and cheerful. And tastes like Christmas. At least what I think Christmas.
And it's kind of this fun thing where it's like, it is a dessert beer, but you can probably have more than one, you know?
Right, definitely.
Or at least for me, it's not a probably. I could totally have more than one.
It would go really well with like some spicy food too.
Oh, I should try that. I don't think I have.
It would be a good balance.
Yeah. That'd be fun. I kind of want to have it with tacos now, which is probably not Ooh. Quite where we are going, but I just like tacos.
It wasn't far off. Enchiladas.
Ooh, yes. Cheesier.
Saucier.
Depending on your enchilada choice, of course. I feel like I just can't get as much cheese in a taco as I can in an enchilada.
Yeah. There's, it's just like a cheese blanket is an enchilada.
Yes.
Nicely wrapped and warmed and cuddled with cheese.
Sounds pretty amazing.
We may have had sushi for dinner, but I could totally still eat an enchilada now.
Same. I did have dinner, but I could totally. Not sushi, though. It's been about a minute since I've had sushi.
We are proudly supporting the sushi food truck. They are actually staying in Iowa for the winter.
Cool.
So we will do what we can to support them when we see them. And
yeah, I might have to track them down.
They have not had them. Some of the best sushi around.
Nice.
And they're in a food truck. Essentially, I'm pretty sure they're related to one of the best sushi places in Des Moines. Or former employee there.
Okay. Nice.
Anyway, I have a finished object this week.
I didn't even know you were knitting that. Sorry, I just saw your notes.
It's done. Because I started it last week.
Oh, I've been looking at it on her Instagram being like, that's fun.
It is such a good hat. It is such a good hat.
Oh, so fun. Is it fun to make the little beads? Oh, it fits great. Fits really great.
It fits so perfectly. Like, so this is the Happy Clusters hat. It is written by Samantha of A Whimsical Wood Yarn. And I had ordered her Elton John Barbie colorway, which is purple and a neon rainbow. And it is one of her planned pooling color whips. And the pattern is called Happy Clusters. And it essentially tells you to make clusters when you get to the part that you want to pool it at. I won't give away all the details because it's, you know, secret sauce. But it's super fun. It makes you feel like you're just like going to town on a hat and like letting loose.
That's fun.
To me, it's like you're doing something like different. You're doing something out of the lines a little bit, a little different. And this is in the Mermaid Mischief DK, which I believe is an 80-20 superwash merino. Or not superwash merino. It's an 80-20 superwash nylon.
Gotcha.
I used a size 2 or 3 for the brim, and I did instead of the brim that she called for, I did a 1x1 twisted rib brim.
Nice.
Because I always love a nice twisted brim for about 1.5 inches, 2 inches. So it just
they lay really nicely.
And then I meant for it to be slightly baggy, but it's not too baggy. So it's about 8 inches before I did the crown decreases.
Okay.
And it fits so well. I'm going to have a hard time giving this one up.
Like, you're giving it up?
I don't know if I'm going to or not. Okay. I was thinking about selling this one.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. I've got a friend who is super into anything rainbow. Thinking about selling it to her.
Nice.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll see. It is super comfy. I really like this yarn and just the combination of stitches and the yarn. It worked out great. Fits my
Yay.
head. I she gave some number of stitches. I came up with something close. I went, okay, good enough. It's divisible by X number. And then I did not follow the stitch count. For the crown decreases as recommended, I did my own decrease on the top. No, I take that back. I actually did the crown decreases as written,
Those are fun.
which is rare. But you continue to do the clusters as you go. So you have clusters all the way from the brim all the way up to the top. So this is one of the few patterns I've, done multiple times, and so is the Weekender. I'm on a theme, apparently.
It's fun to do the same thing, though. You can, like, you learn something different, I think.
Oh, I
Doing
think
the
so
same thing.
too.
Not saying it the way I want to, but.
No, you're right though. By doing the same thing, you can learn something different. Yeah, I think I did that in the span of like 3 or 4 days.
Nice.
And when I wasn't feeling all that great and, I was stuck on the couch, I was like, well, I can at least do this.
I'm so glad you're feeling better.
Me too. It's not fun. Well, I think that's it for my finished objects. Do you have anything?
I don't actually. The notes lie. That was from last
Oh.
week. The Thanksgiving socks are finished. I
Well, that's a
kind of
bummer.
repeated myself a little bit when I was editing. I'm like, oh yeah, I kind of repeated the story kind of twice. So sorry, friends.
Just got to hear it twice. Two wonderful times.
Yeah, I love those socks. And she has worn them, so I think she likes them too. Any stash enhancements?
Technically, yes.
Okay.
The stone colorway.
Okay.
And believe the red and yellow.
Oh, pretty.
So, like I said, we're gonna see how these go. 'Cause look, that could be fun all together.
I think it is fun, yeah.
Oh, where's the other one? I'm missing one from my pile. My dark blue is out in the other room. Oh, here.
Oh, that's pretty. I
Like
like it.
beachy, but not. And like I said, it is so much softer than I, ever imagined cotton to ever be.
Yay.
Yeah, I think that's what I got.
That looks really cool. I can't wait to touch it.
Maybe I'll have a sweater by then.
I hope so. But I mean, if I could see you before that, that's also good too.
I'm just saying that the sweater might like fly before.
Any hangovers?
Yes.
Oh no.
I on this tubular cast on twice. I had issues. And on the first time, I got
For
through
the Weekender?
for the Weekender.
Okay.
Yes. So it calls for a long tail tubular cast on.
Okay.
Which is all great and everything, and I don't mind it, but I don't do them often, and it takes, you know, concentration and practice. Well, I got through, you know, the first long tail part where you twist on your yarn.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got through the first foundation setup row.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was 90 out of the 99 stitches through the second part of the foundation row.
Okay.
And then I pulled out my needle from the remaining 9 stitches.
Oh. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, shoot. Fortunately. Well, I don't know if I'll say fortunately. On the first time this happened, because yes, this happened twice. The first time I had 9 stitches. I didn't even know how many times stitches the second time had. But the first time I was able to actually like go back and retwist on the stitches, reset up the foundation row, and then finish out.
Oh, okay.
The second time I said, no, I'm just going to start all over.
Yeah. Sometimes it is faster.
Yeah. That's
probably still frustrating.
I think it was worth going through just to see if I could do it. That was more the challenge of it, more than anything. See if I could pick up in the middle of it and like cast it back on from there. Which I'm glad I could. So, mission accomplished. But nonetheless, really annoying, really frustrating. So each part of the hem took 2 cast ons.
Oh, no.
Yeah, really irritating. I would probably give it like a coffee and Advil for. Because, you know what, like, it wasn't the worst thing in the world, and I learned something from it.
Still.
But still.
Ouch.
Yeah. How about you? Any hangovers for you?
No, I haven't been knitting a lot. And no. I had a really busy work day on Monday. I started at 5:30 and I worked till 11 o'clock. So 5:30 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Holy and buckets.
Yeah. Yeah, even like ate dinner at my desk.
Oh.
It's okay. I got it done and I got to be pushed a little bit work, but I did not knit at all that day. And I didn't even realize until the next day. And I was like, darn it. But I guess that's kind of a hangover in a way. I lost my streak, which I don't even know what I was at. I don't think it was too high anyways, but yeah. Whenever I get to the point in my outline tank, it should be really interesting since it has been like, I've been working out for like 2 years now. So I'm really
awesome.
Scared of like pulling those stitches down and being like, all this time that I spent on it, and like, I don't know, I wasn't too much of a new knitter, but it's still like the second tank top I've ever made.
Oh wow. Yeah, it so... was really early on.
Yeah, I started it actually before the green one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I made the pink one, but this one is still on the needles.
And then when you go to unladder each of those, you're gonna be like, I remember when I picked you up, I was here. I picked you up, I was here.
Yeah. It's got a lot left, but yeah. It's the one though I keep working on when I can actually do like a Instagram post. So it's being posted a lot. Like, one of the other ones, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to tag her because I think this is, like, the third time in the last few weeks I've posted this. And I've made, like, maybe 4 rows progress.
But you made progress.
I did. And it's so pretty. That Malabrigo. Tell you what. Yeah, so tonight's topic is Kelsey's idea, so I would love you to throw you under the bus here and love to hear your inspiration and thoughts on the topic tonight and what it is.
So tonight's topic is about growth. And my inspiration for tonight was from, you know, we're winding down on our new year, new growth, new year, new make along, which is kind of themed around the idea of growing on different things throughout the course of the year. And so I thought maybe we could just kind of pull out a couple of different things that maybe we learned about ourselves, whether it be knitting. Well, my original question was based on knitting, and Caitlin is like, well, I'm not sure. So then I challenged her to 4. And so we'll see if what comes of this, whether we get 1, 2, 3, or 4, it's okay. The idea is just to have a idea to
reflect.
Reflect on. That is a great word, reflect on. Mm-hmm. So how we've grown throughout the course of 2023.
Yay. How do you want, to like start off with one thing and like alternate, or do you have some thoughts you wanted to start with, or where do you want to go?
I think that's a good spot to start. We'll just kind of start with the topic and alternate.
Okay, cool.
I'll let you decide which one we're going to start with, though.
I don't care.
Beer, bikes, knitting.
Oh, we have to do all those things? Okay. No. Well, I'll start with my biking one then, because I don't know if I have a beer one. But, so biking. So I've been working on this for a while. I keep meaning to talk about it on the podcast, so I'm glad it's finally coming up. But I've watched a few videos about like things to work on just to be a better biker. And one of them is being able to bike without your hands.
Ah,
or even just biking with one hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I may have mentioned this. So I've been I started working on it on my e-bike because it's fat tires and it's easier to keep a fast speed. So it's easier to balance on it. So I started with that, and I've probably been working on this at least all year. I can now do like there's parts of the trail that have like kind of just soft bends, and I can bend and do it without my hands and sit up and kind of stretch my back. And so that's a pretty big win. And then maybe within the last 2-3 weeks, I've been able to do it on my gravel bike.
Ooh.
Not to the same level. I have been able to like put a glove on or take a glove off using both my hands to do it instead of like shoveling with one or like trying to like bite my glove and pull it on, you know?
Mm-hmm. I've done that plenty.
And I'm sure I will do that plenty, but it's nice like to have that skill.
It gives you options.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think I kind of started making Brian do it, and I think he likes it now too.
That was something I had gotten really good at as a kid, and then like up through college, and then kind of had lost, and then kind of a couple years ago kind of worked back into.
Yes,
being able to
kind
do
the same with me. Yeah, I remember doing that as a kid all the time, and then now I'm like, oh, I can't do that anymore.
It's a normal thing. Okay. I'm trying to think.
I know, I'm like, that's a quite the thinking face.
Oh, biking? I think this is probably actually can span over every part of my life this year, as the limitations are real. But accepting your limitations are hard. But also knowing that a limitation is not just a boundary. A limitation is what you're limited by, but it's not necessarily going to have to be what stops you. That makes sense. This year has been a lot of physical limitations, mental limitations, and even just finding the time. And whether that's biking or knitting, they're both been hard to do. With knitting, especially this year, I reconfirmed my joy of the meditation of knitting and not so much the busyness of knitting. That's one of the things that I think I struggled with most this year was just I had gone so hard for so long, knit, work so hard, do so much, that when my body said no, I resisted and got really sad. But now I know what I can do. And I'm finding the joy in just being able to do a few moments rather than having to do it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you're finding joy in it and also finding a nice balance.
Yes.
With your new life, you're like, you have a whole new career, and you know, like Iowa Gravel Project is growing, and I know you have a bigger niece now, like she's growing
up.
Oh my
goodness.
And like,
yes.
Yeah. Things have, you've had a lot of growing and changing.
finding balance, finding the joy, finding the love of it all, was my biggest growth factor this year. And that meant stopping. That meant listening. And really deciding what needed to be the driving factor for this year. What can I allow in? But with that, like, it's not supposed to be a like Debbie Downer thing. It's supposed to be a really good thing.
No, it's not. It's a hard thing, and then there's sad, but it's also really beautiful and positive.
And you know, I started out the beginning of the year being completely shifted upside down, and now I'm finding joy in things again. So
good.
It's exciting. Where to go with that?
Well, I guess you kind of flowed from biking to knitting, so I could talk on knitting.
Okay.
So I think I have four. So if I can do two, and then if you, I know that you've also, oh, yeah, I cannot talk tonight. I'll start with two of my four, and then we can see where we want to go from there. So this is kind of like the special moment. Like every time I think about this, it like makes me feel joy, because it was something Kelsey and I did together, and we've been busy in different ways, and we have been recording a lot virtually, which is super convenient, but I get less like knitting time with Kelsey. And Kelsey helped me do a garter tab cast on, and I swear anytime I see that, anytime I do it in the future, I'm just going to remember like you teaching me and how to do it when we were sitting at the Knitting Guild.
God, that's right. That's where we were.
I don't know. It was just nice. It was just, I don't know. It makes me happy. I like that time. So I've never done one before, and I did one, and I got to do it with Kelsey, which was a nice memory for the year.
I saw your post about that. I was like, oh, it's so far.
It is. It's getting a little bigger. It's maybe like a blanket shawl for a Barbie right now.
Yes. Yes. It'd be like a good.
Yeah. Yeah. Not going to do much else for maybe anything bigger than that right now, but.
But you know,
it's going. I did a
somewhere.
Row today.
Hey, row's a row.
But now it's packed in a box because our work is doing construction, so I don't know when I'll get it back.
Oh.
But it is safe where it is and everything, but I'm getting a new desk, so whenever I can come back and work at work.
So you're stuck at home for a while.
Kind of. So I need to be in the office next week on Tuesday. So we have flex offices. So I'll actually, I'm used to being in a cube next to my boss's office. So now I'm going to be in an office for a day. I don't know. It'll be so weird though, because none of my stuff will be there.
And it's
I'll have to like remember to grab a pen and stuff. Like we had a meeting today and like she asked me to pop into her office and I was like, I'm sorry it took me so long. I had to find a piece of paper to write notes on. Because I was like, I'll be right there. And I was like, oh, wait, where are my pens? Where is my paper?
I don't know where anything is. I'm screwed.
I can't life. Yeah, let's see. And then my second one, kind of another skill related thing, is the reverse meter square. I've never done that before. Yeah, so let's see.
Oh, so you'd start with like a larger cast on or no?
A smaller cast on. So gotcha. You cast on 3 stitches. You knit one, yarn over, knit one, yarn over, knit one.
That makes sense. Okay.
On all the opposite rows you knit across, and now you've kind of started that middle point. So the next one's knit 2, yarn over, knit 1, yarn over, knit 2.
Makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So it's kind of exactly backwards. Since I'm holding it double, I don't know if I have a completely accurate representation because the picture doesn't look like that, but my edge is not as like squared off, it looks like. Like my cast on. But it's fun. I like it.
Hey, it's easy. Freaking shot, right?
Yeah. And knitting 2 together holding double would probably be not so fun in cotton. I have probably done it, but
I just knit 2 held together double with that cotton for this sweater and wasn't super bad on like US 9 needles, but
yeah, nice.
I wouldn't want to go any smaller.
Should I keep going?
Let me see. So like, yeah, why don't you go ahead?
Okay. Then my next one is just enjoying knitting. Like I've knit several very like simple stockinette hats this year. And I've really just enjoyed just knitting and just feeling the yarn in my hands and seeing what the yarn's going to do, how the colors are going to change. And this is the first time I've done knitting a hat and just knitting it, like without a pattern too. But enjoying just the process and not thinking too much. It's been kind of nice. The meditative power of that. So I think that's been a really nice thing this year.
That's awesome. Can I tag team on that?
Yeah.
So one of the very first things that I knit this year was the 12 Days of Christmas mystery knit along.
Okay.
That was a cowl, and now I'm blanking on her name.
Okay, I do remember that. It was a nice long one.
Yeah. But that one gave me the freedom to, like, it instructed me to experiment and try different, like, embroidery things on my cowl and just try different things. And I have to say that kind of led into the charge for this year of how I wanted to take on not just my knitting, but how I wanted to take on everything for this year was to allow room for creativity. for doodling, for drawing outside of the lines, for trying new things, and not being held to boundaries.
I love it.
It was fun. That was such a fun one. And it really did work.
And that had some like really fun color work sections too, right?
Oh, it
Am I thinking
did.
Of the right thing? Okay.
Unfortunately,
that was
I
neat.
Just took it in the other room. But it had, you know, greens and purples and pinks, and it was like a party on wheels.
Nice. And I think my fourth one we've kind of talked about, but just enjoying like the process of knitting. I do love growing and learning new things, but sometimes it's nice to just knit some stocking in it.
It really is. You know, it's always nice to come back to the basics and just enjoy that you can do it. Like, it doesn't have to have things, right? You know, it
Yeah.
just can be.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it. So the few times I've worked on my outline tank upstairs, I'm like, yeah, I'm just gonna get to knit. That's what I do right now,
Yay.
sit in bed. It's
Yay.
Nice.
Like, I'm just gonna let my fingers do their thing.
Yeah. I think that's the biggest project. Like, I guess no, it's not. This sweater's probably bigger. Not probably, it definitely is bigger. The Abreco sweater right now is just knit, 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 knit. I just keep
You're gonna
saying I
get
should measure
there.
it, but I'm kind of looking at it, and that's definitely not 10 inches, so I'm probably fine for a little
Is
bit.
it longer than from your fingertip to your pinky tip? From your thumb to your pinky?
Yes.
How much?
Maybe an inch and a half after my thumb.
Oh, well, then you're probably getting pretty close, honestly.
Sweet.
To 10 inches.
But it does mean I'm going to have to think again soon. But
No,
I'll get
thank
to
you.
choose my next color.
Ooh. That's exciting.
That'll be neat. I think that's me.
I think so.
Do we have any other ones? I don't really have a beer.
Trying to think of a
thing that I learned. I think we have tried a lot of different beers. I
We
enjoy trying
definitely
different
have.
beers.
I wish we could say, oh, I tried, you know, like the Spotify Wrapped has, oh, you listen to how many ever genres. How many different types of beer did I try in 2023?
That has to be a solid one. I feel like this year I've branched out a little more than last year. I was all IPAs.
Oh man. I will say I think Untappd does do something like that. But
How
I
fun.
am not always the best at checking in my beers on Untappd. But oh, we did manage to get a bunch of the Bourbon County variants around Thanksgiving.
Cool.
Oh, and there was a really
On your Black Friday shopping?
yes, on our Black Friday beer shopping. That
Nice.
we managed to sleep in until about 10 o'clock, get up to Marshalltown by about noonish, and plenty of beer there for our purchasing.
Nice.
That's fantastic. I think bike wise, I've learned that I like pushing myself to the limits on the bike. When it comes to races, I like a race where I have to put myself out there all out. And I'm really looking forward to hopefully next year going out into the middle of nowhere and being off the grid to do that exact same thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you signed up for anything yet?
Oh, I am signed up for one race. I am not signed up for any races. I'm signed up for a volleyball tournament.
I'm currently signed up for two.
Oh, what are you signed up for?
Well, no, wait. I'm signed up for one, but we're going to sign up for the other one when registration opens. To clarify, but we're doing it. So I think it's the Lake McBride.
Oh, the fat bike race.
Yeah, so that's nice. Fun. I'm trying to push myself right now to put in more miles on my fat bike. And it's been a long time since I've done dead ends with my e-bike. I've been doing mostly my fat bike that's not the e-bike, to just good. Try to help build myself up. They're both good. Like, it's so good to use my e-bike because it kind of forces me to go into obstacles faster. Because yeah. That's the thing. I'm slow. I'm really slow compared to the group. But I do it. And then we're going to do the spotted horse again. But we're going to do the next up distance.
You can do the 70?
Yeah, on our fat bikes.
Hell yeah.
We're going to die.
No, you're not. You've got 10 months to train. You'll be just
We're
going to
die.
You'll be just fine.
30 was hard.
It is a hard course, but you'll be fine.
And yeah, the hands-free thing came in handy there. There was like one little strip where we were in pavement. And that's when I opened up my waffle and ate it. And then I had like my energy for a while.
Oh, God, I came in
handy. That was bee's knees. Yeah. We're going to die, Kelsey. Do you have a tow rope? Can you keep one of those on your bike so you can come back and get us?
I didn't finish it.
Yeah, well, that's what next year's for. And then you can come get us with your tow rope.
Yeah, we'll see.
Which that's a real thing. They make mostly like for kids, but
when you
pull your kid.
I wish Cole doesn't tow me, but he'll push me up every once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, I really want to try it though. But I mean, we'll get in. I keep saying we, but like, Leah might be doing her own thing that day. So Leah will get done in like 1 hour and then I'll get done in like 20. But of course, it'll already be closed.
No, no, they don't close that course until the late guys finish anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to be after them.
No, you won't.
Yeah, so that's my plan. For bike races, I'm signed up for 3 running races already.
Oh.
Yeah. Two are just 5Ks. And then one is a marathon relay.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think it'll be like market to market, but like not as hard to plan because there's just 5 of us instead of 10 of us.
And is it just on like a regular marathon course?
Yeah, it's the Des Moines Marathon.
Okay,
and
yeah.
Each person runs 5, I think, but one lucky person runs 6.
Right.
Because that's the way that transition points work out. So,
that's yeah. A lot better.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like there's another marathon in my life, but I don't know where it is.
Crazy.
Sorry, I'm talking like forward and not being reflective. I'm breaking the intentions here.
No, that's all right. We can talk about this next year too.
Let's see. So let's see. I think we can say it's safe to say we tried more beers this year. We tried different beers. I just don't know if
I know. I tried a bunch more beers this year.
Yeah.
So
that's beers,
that's
bikes.
Favorite beer?
I do really like that beer collective that you got that stout from. I don't even know if that was 2 years ago or not. I just know how happy it made me. It was a good beer.
Wow. I just know I've enjoyed every one of these and every moment of these, every stitch that we've put in.
Yeah, me too. Well, I'm out of ideas for topic stuff.
I think so too. So okay. I think maybe that leads us to bike stuff.
All right.
So, Caitlin, what have you learned biking this week?
I don't even know quite where to start here. Kelsey and I kind of talked about this before recording, but it seems like every time there's a new thing, like, people have a problem with it. And it's just, right now it's e-bikes. E-bikes are the new thing. And while there might need to be additional regulation, I don't know. There's this whole thing about how e-bikes are cheating. And I could tell you what, there's a lot of days where I would have drove, but because I e-bike, I biked, and that was still better for me. Or there's a lot of nights where, like, we went mountain biking and I really didn't want to, but then I was like, I'm going to take my e-bike, be a little easier. So it's just kind of this perspective, and I know I'm not going to change everyone's opinions, but a lazy person doesn't buy an e-bike. Like, it's someone that still wants to be out there.
Well, and, you know, there are going to be so many times when an e-bike is going to get somebody to a place that they wouldn't have been otherwise.
Yes.
So the person that is out there is going to be out there no matter what. And so even though they're on an e-bike and it might be easier, you know, perhaps they're choosing for it to be easier. Or perhaps, you know what, perhaps they have a condition where it then needs to be easier. Either way, it really doesn't matter. Whatever reason you're on an e-bike, so what?
Yeah. Exactly. Thank you. Yeah, so just, I don't know, like, let people do what they do. I've seen some really interesting other unconventional bikes in the trails, and I think they're awesome. And
I think the just, thing that, you know, so much e-bikes are called out for being the rude person or being the person that's ignoring the, you know, signs or rules or regulations. But you know what? More often than not, that e-bike person is following the rules. They're following what they should be doing. And it's only the one in the few that are making bad names for everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you have a bell, use it. If you're coming up on someone, slow down. Say on your left if you're passing. And pass when you're safe to. Don't just pass to pass.
Yeah. And, like, keep to the right because someone might pass you. I get passed all the time on my e-bike. Sometimes, like, at first I'm like, what? Oh, they're just really good bikers. Or, I mean, there's lots of really good bikers that pass me. But yeah, staying to the right. That got me a bit today. Like, someone was on the trail and they were, like, drifting to the middle. And I was like, I'm coming on your left. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, stay to the side unless you really know no one's behind you and you want to be in the middle for some reason. I don't know. But I feel like I kind of miss the window of this, but, like, when they switch from, like, just having a front suspension to dual suspension, people are like, that's cheating. Like, no, it's not. It's awesome. It's so nice to have a dual suspension bike.
I will say I do like my dual suspension bike.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know, I haven't heard a lot of flack from it now, but. That's really funny. Yeah, so just, I don't know, that's where I'm at with that. But it's good every once in a while to be like, hey, let's just celebrate everyone being out there.
Exactly. We all want to be out there. We all want to share this space. It's not just mine. It's not just yours. Being kind goes a long ways.
Ah. Any other thoughts? Any bike things in your mind this evening?
I didn't ride my bike nearly as much as I wanted to this year. But there's next year. And hopefully an e-bike is in my future. And hopefully that will make my commute to work a little bit more enjoyable.
Yeah.
So, we'll see how that goes.
Oh my gosh. And like just all the stuff you have to carry to work. Yeah. Like so much nicer when you have something to help you out.
Well, I'm thinking of the days where I would have not taken my bike because I was calling my computer.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I will ride in on those days now. Because it used to be if I was bringing my computer home, I would not ride to work the next day at all. Because that would mean bringing a backpack or bringing, I don't have panniers, I don't have anything like that. So my current setup does not work well with bringing a computer.
Gotcha. Yeah, and I was super intimidated about that when I started. I was like, I really want it to be in a position where, like, if I fall, it's not going to get hit. And I haven't really figured that completely out yet. I just put it in my pannier, so. Yeah. Backpacks are rough, too.
They are. They're not comfortable for, they would work for well for a while, but especially on a bike, they're not meant for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I started with the backpack and I was like, I get it. This is not for me.
Like, nope. Lower my center of gravity.
But
I think I might bow to it.
All right. Knit all
the things.
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and on Tapped as Gravel Knits. Our website is gravelknits.com. You can email us at gravelknits@gmail.com. You can also support us on Patreon at patreon.com/gravelknits.
And you can find me, Kelsey, on Ravelry and Instagram as Bikes Brews Use and Untapped as Kelsey J.
You can find me, Caitlin, on Ravelry and Instagram as Caitlin N. Lloyd and on Instagram as Caitlin Knits and Bikes. Please message us to let us know what you'd like us to talk about, and we'd love to hear what you think about the show. If you like the podcast, please share it with a friend.
Gravel Knits believes everyone deserves to be included and loved, regardless of who you love, beliefs, color, size, your gender, or whatever else makes you you. Please keep in mind that we are human, and while we are trying to educate ourselves, there's always more to learn, and any critiques are deeply appreciated. Mm-hmm.